Now, this is a new reel, sound wasn't right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy on Tuesday morning, the 7th of January, 1970. On Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970, I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. On Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970, and this is a new reel, channel one right. This is a new reel, channel one right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. This is a new reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970, channel one right. Channel one right. This new reel, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970. Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970, a new reel, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. This Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy, Thursday morning, the 7th of January, 1970, 1971.
This morning.
She's up and already dressed to go.
Well, she's not going to miss you this morning.
No,
well,
I'll miss
you.
It's all fine. I just want to hear what you, those stories you told the other day. I missed them.
I tell so many stories, I don't know which story I
tell.
But I'll tell you
about that wagon's one.
Oh, excuse me, Mother. You know what she said? Up there in Georgia, you never let a wagon sit out in the rain, guys.
Man,
what's that?
You said, what'd you say about that? You didn't let a wagon sit out in the rain.
No, where I was in Georgia, they took care of their stock and everything they had. You know, up in long in summertime, that's when we had our storms. They have them here in the fall. But we had ours in summertime. And if it looked like the weather was going to be bad, they had big shelters and gates to ship the stuff up in that shelter to keep them out the weather. They didn't just let the stuff on our way. You see, you didn't see many horses up there. Well, there's a few there, mostly race horses. There was a man where we lived on the farm. He raised his race horses, and he breed other people's horses from his stable, right there on his farm. Well, he had one man to take care of that stable.
Yeah.
And everybody couldn't do it. Goodness, that thing would have a fit. If some folks would try to mess with it. Well, now he stayed in the lot in a under a shelter all the time. He never did run out and pass like I see him here.
Yeah. Oh, these horses never get in a shelter.
No,
I've got one.
They don't. It doesn't look like it don't hurt them. It don't hurt.
So you all had some good animals up there then, didn't you?
Where I live, it was good. We got along good.
Why not? You didn't let your wagon sit out?
No, sir. They had a shelter for their wagon, they buggy, and they gear, they harness the things. Things to put on mules to plumb. And they had a big shelter and some kind of post is so strong, something. And they nailed big nails all along on that thing. You hang yours here, I hang mine there. She hang hers there.
That's right.
And get ready for them, they were dry.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. You know. So.
And it wasn't mixed up. Every horse had his own, a mule had his own.
Yeah, I knowed mine, what I had to plow. You knowed yours. You name yours, I name mine.
Uh-huh.
You go to catch yours, you call it by its name. I do the same thing. They come like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do you know you can train stock and things like that better than you can some humans? You some of them things you don't never get trained.
But they, you know, they, till you talked about riding in that wagon, she never realized what it was.
Mm-hmm. But and, see, that's all the way we used to go.
Yeah.
In a wagon, in a buggy. We enjoyed it too. Some folks, they had buggies to ride in.
But now this old wagon on a dirt road, it just cut right along smooth.
Mm-hmm. The road good tough. But they'd have about two seats clean across the wagon with springs on the seat. The seats was made with springs on. Well, if you fall in a hole, you bump the top.
Yeah.
You didn't jog it. Well, this other part of the wagon back there, when we were going to town, that's where we put our groceries and whatever we bought back there, we set up here. Okay, two mules to the wagon, a man to drive.
And you put your groceries separate?
Oh, yeah, if I pie my here. You stuck yours here, she put hers here. When we get home, as they would get to, if they get to my house first, I take mine out. Next house, they get theirs out, put in house. Well, then the man driving the wagon, he carried them to the lot. The shepherd, they have a great big lot, you know. For the stock to run around in and see. Mm-hmm.
You didn't get to ride in a wagon much, even so, did you?
Me? No, I didn't. I never have had so much going to do.
Well, I mean, nobody got to ride very much, did they?
Oh, no, we didn't have too much ride. Well, we'd ride to church. We'd ride to the store. Now, if you was going to visit anybody, want to go to visit somebody, you walked.
Oh.
I'd forgotten all about those old spring seats. They was comfortable, wasn't they?
What?
Them spring seats.
Oh, yeah, they had them made on the seat somewhere or another. And when you get ready to go, they fasten them on the body of the wagon somewhere or another.
Yeah.
But they stayed where they put them.
Yeah.
They'd put them by that foot.
Mm-hmm.
Tall. I'd have room to stretch my feet out, and you'd have room to stretch out your feet.
Yeah. And you go along, you can see everybody.
See everybody, see everything on your way.
Yeah.
Anything was in your path, you had a chance to see. Wasn't like now.
You go so fast.
You get in an automobile and go so fast you can't see.
No. and if you see anybody along the road, you could just stop and talk to them.
Yeah, stop a few minutes and chat with them if you wanted to. And if you didn't, you tell them good morning or good evening, keep on your way. But I enjoyed them days. I think about them now.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. And another thing, it makes me wonder and think how far I've come. Back there, you didn't see no automobiles at first. It was a long time before I see the automobile. The folks didn't use them. They used the wagon, the buggies, and they stopped. White and black did it. All of us went like that. We later along, I seen one car. And it was a long time before I seen another. Or somebody passed along where I lived, and but they wasn't made like these.
Yeah, them was good times. There wasn't so much sickness, I don't
think. That's right. It's good times. Of course, you eat, you raised it. And you know it was clean. You eat it.
Now, your children didn't.
Now, everybody living out of paper sacks. They got more paper sacks around your house than them got ground. Man, see? Living out of paper sack. It's easier to buy than it is to raise it. That's what they tell me. But you take folks that do still farm, they make a living. Now you look at Zell. He's on the road every day with his vegetables selling to me, you, anybody. Zeb wakes every day.
And your family didn't grow up as doctors. When did your children see a doctor, Miss Daisy?
When my daughter see the doctor, she was 16 years old. Mm-hmm. When my oldest boy seen a doctor, to know he was 21 years old. Of course, my baby, I carried him to a doctor, old Dr. Rosenberg over there. He had a rise in him. He was up like that. Well, Rosenberg didn't do nothing for him. But look at him. He said that he didn't know nothing to do, but Lance and I said, you can't do it this morning. He said, well, that's all I know to do. I said, well, don't do nothing. So I carried my baby on back home. I was living up here then, to the junction. That's where I was. Carried my baby on back home, doctoring myself, and cured the rising he had in the last I see.
Well, now, how'd you do that?
Well, I had some sales. You know, years ago, Indians would come through every once in a while selling medicine. And I'd buy medicine from them. And they had some good medicine, too. They had some stuff. It was so bitter, it almost knocked you down to swallow it. But if you swallow it, it'd help you. So I had some of that sales. And I went back home and I used to get that. And that's what I cured it with.
Mm-hmm.
Every day
you put it on.
Yes, I would bathe it. Just one more, just bathe it. And then when it dry, I'd put that salve on. I done that for 8 days, and that 8 days, that one about nine, he just kept sleeping. He hadn't been asleep. And he couldn't sleep. So he just kept asleep and I'd go down and see what had happened. He's still asleep. About 9 o'clock I went back there. That thing had busted just like cut it with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff gone. That was all. I didn't pay the Rosenberg a dime. I lanced it myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it
whole
lot of it.
That's right. Ooh. Oh, too much of it looked like. Well, I washed it all, bathed it good, and put clean things on him, laid him back over there. He sleeps right on him. And he woke up, he was hung. So I fed him.
Yeah.
Off he went. He's all right. He's all right then. He was something kind of like this David over here. He's always doing something.
Mm-hmm. Now you had some experience with that stone pool. Isn't that what you call it?
Yeah. Well, the way I done that, I was making soap that feet and wool. And I still had this sage after he'd done him so much good that time. Well, then I put it away, thinking I might need it again one day. And I did. So I soaked up feet and Epsom salts, fitted salts, everything. I don't know how many minutes, because I didn't look at the watch. But I was just soaking and bathed the feet. Then I'd take that feet off there and let it dry itself.
Oh.
I didn't dry. I let it dry. Let that stuff soak in. That's what I thought it was doing. When it dried, I decided it was soaking in. When it got dry, I would take that sage and grease it all over. That it was just on his toe, down to the joint of his big toe. And I'd grease on the other side of there and just grease that thing over and let it dry. So finally one day, I lanced it. Well, my children don't know nothing about no doctor. And I don't know when I have seen a doctor for myself. I don't know.
You, one thing you did, you knew some of those people, though, that had a lot of experience.
That's right. And I'd watch and see how they do it. And then I tried to save it, what I see, just like I see you do something and I want to do it. Well, I think I may have to do it. Well, then I'm going to pay good attention. I said, he's done so and so.
Right.
Some folks, they don't notice nothing. And nah, they ain't got time for nothing. If they got a child, six things, if he said hurt, they can doctor daily, doctor somewhere to the hospital and get the place of getting it on out itself.
Well, now, your mama, you could watch her.
Mama?
Yeah.
I watch her how she cooked. That's the way I do it. I see how she fixed her biscuits. I see how she fixed her bread. I see how she started it. But I tell you what, when I grew up and learned how to cook, well, then I watched Daisy. In my mind, I just think, well, I believe I'll put so-and-so in there. I think I'm going to try so-and-so. That's real.
Well, what would you, for example, put in there?
You know, by that, they use baking powder and lard and salt and stuff. That's the most they use. Milk, if they could get in. But we didn't have milk all the time. So I use clear water. That's what my mother used. But I loved her bread when she was cooking it for me. But after I grew up, I liked my bread different. After I married out, and I decided I'd make mine a little different. Now my mother, just nine then, she would use any milk in her bread. It was just plain salt and water. Now, that's the way, that's the kind of bread my daughter liked. Just flat.
Yeah.
No powders, no nothing. You know, just bread. Yeah. I don't like mine like that. Of course, now I don't cook much bread. 90 and I cook bread.
Well, how do you do it now?
How I do my bread now? Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm going to cook me a little corn bread, I'll put an egg in it, put some bacon fat, a little bit of grease, milk.
Yeah.
And I'll cook it.
That's a lot more ingredients than your mama used.
Yeah.
Now she
but
did.
It was good, though, when we was eating it like that.
Yeah.
But you see, as you grow up and you see, not just like I might go to Miss Ma, I'll see how she fixes her bread. She going to cook.
Mm-hmm. Now your mama.
And I cook some. I'm gonna fix it just like that. Mm-hmm. Put in mine what she put in hers, cause hers it looked better than that my mama did to me. Yet it was good, cause I didn't know nothing else.
Now she didn't. You didn't. She done most of the things herself, didn't she?
My mother.
Yeah.
Yes. Now my mother, she didn't want nobody to do her cooking, and she didn't let nobody do it. Her washing, she didn't allow us to wash. My mother never learned us how to wash or cook or nothing. Like, she didn't think nobody could do it like she done. All we did about washing, we'd get the water. Get her wash water. You know, they'd have 3 or 4 tubs or 4 or 5 tubs, big wash pot like that. But no, that's the only way they had to wash. Ain't you no telling a washing machine and nothing. Didn't see none. But we get up her that water and that wood, we were through with the wash. We didn't even take in her clothes. She took them in. Fix them like she wanted, put them where she wanted. She ironed her own clothes. She didn't have a boyfriend.
Now, did you all bring in the wood for her? Did you do that?
Yes, that's all we could do. Tote the wood. And sometimes we'd have to tote it from here to my house.
We're out in the woods.
Out in the woods. But my daddy, he was good. He'd help get wood. Oh, when at 9 then, he'd get the wagon off of the farm, haul a load, but not all the time.
Well, Miss Daisy, you know, I just had a feeling that y'all were pretty busy and took care of everything. But you all were sort of silly and gabby and had a good time back then.
That's right. Well, that's what they say now. That's what the children say.
Yeah.
These old folkies.
Yeah.
I said, I'm telling you, you can call it a fog or a fog. I said, but we live 10 times better than you live it. Back then. I said, no, we walked.
Yeah.
Where we went. You can't walk hardly from here to my house. Nah.
You all went off to parties and things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had parties. But where we had our parties, you might plan your party here to your house. You asked me to come over. You asked some older neighbors to come over. You go there and have a good time. Tell you something else we used to do. Way back then when we were so focused. We'd piece quilts, and sometimes I may have 2 ready to quilt. She may have 2. You may have 3 quilts. Well, then we'd plan a quilting party. If it was my quilts, we was going to quilt. I planned the party. We, you know what we had? Coffee and cake. We'd quilt a while, and then we'd have coffee and cake. Sometimes it was enough of us to quilt 2 quilts in one night. We quilted mostly at night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a good bunch of nice folks and people. They don't quit no more.
Miss Daisy, when you had those parties, and you had a good time, what did you do?
We didn't do nothing. Sometimes we'd sing. Mostly laugh and talk.
Yeah.
You see, we was working. We could. That's what we were doing. Working.
When you had your party.
Getting them quilts out.
You ever dance or anything like that?
No, not at the quilting party. There was no dance. We didn't have time. We had to work.
You didn't know how to dance?
Oh, our time we knowed, but that wasn't a dancing time.
But you did have parties where you danced.
Oh, yes. But we didn't dance like they dance now.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I don't know what kind they call it. We danced sets. Four hands and eight hands. I never did hands, eight hands. I always danced four hands. And we got to eight. I thought that was too many on the floor.
Oh, I'd like to see some of that good dancing, Faye.
And someone would call the set.
Oh, yes. Yeah, somebody called the set. Didn't have no piano.
Yeah.
Had a banjo. That's what we danced by. Banjo. Somebody picked the banjo. Mm-hmm. And some of them could sure pick them. Oh, we thought they would.
Oh, and then for refreshments.
Where?
At the parties.
When you danced?
I know, when you had your food, when you ate, what did you do?
They would have candy, you know, you could get a little box, I was about that one, and little finger sticks in.
Oh.
I think they'd pay a quarter for it. They'd have candy sometimes. You'd have chicken, sometimes you'd have fish. They just have first one thing and another to sell. Well, you buy that to sell.
Uh-huh.
Oh. You dance and you buy. But now, the women didn't buy. Just like I had a man to dance with me, you had a man. That was your call, your partner. Well, then he bought it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. He'd buy it and give it to us.
Oh.
Sometimes we'd have a pile of that stuff to carry home.
Yes. You are popular, I know.
What did they use? They made up money for the church or something.
Mm-mm.
Like that.
They'd make it up for theyself.
Oh.
Mm, yeah. Mm. That's what they was making it for theyself. You didn't hear nobody doing nothing for the church then. They just paid their sesame in the church. But to sell for the church, do anything like that, you didn't do it. Not where I was. You just pay whatever the church sets you to pay. And they had good church. When you went to the church, you could enjoy. They wasn't begging all the time and wanting something all the time.
All the time. Hey, what was that about the cakes?
Oh, you told us. I want Mother to hear that. You told us that they bake a big cake.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now sometimes when they planning these parties for yourself, sometimes they would bake a big old pound of cake, sometimes put 50 cents in it, sometimes put a quarter in it. Well, then you cut that cake. You could cut you a 10-cent slice or 25 cents left. What you had to pay. You see, if you want a 10 cent slice, well, they got a cup there by that cake. You put your dime in the cup. If you want a quarter slice, you put your quarter in that cup. I ain't never been lucky enough to get nothing out of my nail but one time. But, you know, it was lots of fun. You see, if you cut this time and you don't get nothing, well, I believe I'll cut again. Unless you're cutting for a dime, that's 20 cents. You done put in the cup. If you're cutting for a quarter, you done put 50 cents in that cup. Just you won, because you just want to do it. I got one quarter out of a cake all my cutting that I can remember. I got one quarter. When I got to the money, it wasn't nothing but a quarter. I paid a dime one time to cut it. That's the same cake. Then somebody else paid and they cut. Well, the next time I paid a quarter and cut it. And was lucky to get my quarter back.
Again. But it was fun.
Now, where did Granddaddy come in on these parties?
Oh, I didn't know him then. I didn't know him then. I was at home then, where I was born and raised at, way up in Jones County. I didn't know nothing about Granddad. I met him in Rochelle, Georgia.
Oh, at Rochelle?
Yes. In Wilcox County. That's where I met him. But you see, I done had my fun before I met him.
Well, how did you run into him at a party?
No. On the road. He was working beyond the house I lived in. I don't know how far down there. But he'd come by our house every day going to his work. And last one evening, he got thirsty before he got there. So he stopped and asked for a drink of water. I was on the porch. I told him, yeah, he could just help himself. So I went in the kitchen and got him a glass. So he drank his water, thanked me. Yeah. All right. The next day, he wanted water again. So I carried him the glass. So me and my aunt, we laughed. I said, well, look, Sophia, how come he don't want no water till he get gas? I said, he got water here yesterday. A drink of water. Well, she broke out the biggest leg. She said, it ain't all water. I said, well, that's all he get. She said, but he get a chance to look at you. I said, that's what he's wanting. That's the water. I said, oh. So I guess that's what it was doing. That was in January. And we married in December.
The same year.
What? Same year.
Well, he just kept going by there?
Kept going on by there. For a while, but I'll tell you what happened. He, one time he come by. He asked me, did I stay there? I told him, no, I didn't live there. I stayed with my mother, old Cross State. He wanna know what kind of wax did I do. I told him I was working for him. Then he wanted to know if he could come out there to my house to see me sometime. I told him he's welcome to come out there. So then he quit drinking water. He'd come every Sunday from January to December. Of course, he finally got him a job out there where we were working at. Well, then I see him every day.
Out in the field.
Out in the field.
Yeah. Well, now, how did you, he be in one side of the field and you'd be at the other?
Oh, we all work together, mostly. Mostly we'd be pouring or giving or something like that. See, when he come, when he started to work out there, you see, he just kind of in the fold, giving stuff.
And you'd see him
every day
while you're gathering.
That's right.
What would he
when
be doing?
He'd knock over, but he'd go home. I done looked at him all day. It's time to go home now. I'm going home and take my bath, eat myself and go to bed. So you do the same thing. I'll see you tomorrow.
So he didn't stay up all night?
No. I ain't like that all night sitting and ain't nobody dead.
Yeah.
Oh. And I don't like it now.
No.
I think you ought to stay so long and know how to go home.
When you go home. Yeah. That's right. So, because you had to work the next day.
That's right. What?
Well, now, Miss Daisy, you all was laughing, all of you. You was laughing all the time.
When we was in the field?
Yes.
Yes, but we were working, though.
And cutting up and making shines, what do you call it?
Making shines.
You know, doing shines.
Mm-hmm. We enjoyed the sunshine.
Yeah.
But we ain't made no shine, I said.
Yeah. And now, you see, that's like... Now, you learned to write smart from Frances Pesher, didn't you? She was a midwife.
Oh, yes. But, you know, I just see what Frances did and how she did. I didn't try to get none of her plans.
Well, let me tell you.
I thought mine, what I already had, was as good as them I see.
Well, let me tell you. Frances was always having a big time.
Oh, yes. Frances was happy every day you see her.
Yeah. Going to
every day I see her, she was happy. I never see Frances even look like she was mad or dissatisfied.
Yeah.
All the years I know her. But she was good. She was good and kind.
And she was funny. And she had to go to parties?
I don't know whether she did or not. She didn't go to none. After I know her, because I know, you see, I didn't know Frances, so I come here.
Yeah.
And when I know Frances, her and her husband were separated.
Yeah.
Frances was living over here, and he was there. We on the other side, River Stick somewhere. It was a long time before I know her husband.
But when you all got together, you had a big time.
When we got together, we had a big time.
And she did all that talking.
She did. Well, when you give it Frances, nobody else didn't have a chance.
And she talked about them...
About who?
Scraps.
Oh, yes.
Like...
That's what she had done.
Yeah.
She wasn't doing it then.
Yeah. That was so funny, David.
Yeah. Tell us about
it. I want to hear that again. That was the funniest thing I was trying to tell Mother.
You know, she said her and her husband used to fight. The last one morning, they got into somewhere. She said every time they would have a fight, well, his mom would come to help him out. They didn't live far apart, I don't think. But this one morning, I guess Francis has just got tired of her helping him. So she said Joe's mother got to the gate and said she hollered to Joe, "Hold on, little son. Hold it till I get there, and I'll take care of her." Francis said she hit Joe and kind of pushed him, threw him up down the corner. She went to the door with the frying pan. So she told her, said, "Come on. If you come in this house this morning, I'm gonna beat the hell out you with this frying pan." And she didn't come. Said old lady didn't come. So she said, "I'll get you." So she said, "You better get me now, for fear you'll be disappointed." But said the old lady didn't want her that morning to see the frying pan. She went on back home. Oh, that Francis, and she could tell that thing so funny. Mm-hmm. I said, "Well, what she's coming? She's coming to take Joe's place." So, but she didn't get there that morning. I said, "Did she come the next morning?" "No, she ain't been back." But I didn't know her then.
Yeah.
She was telling me about what happened.
And could laugh about it.
Woo! She'll laugh up after death and kill you if you try to keep up with Francis Fong.
How'd she use that frying pan right there?
Hmm?
How'd she use that frying pan?
I don't know how she's going to do it. I don't know which way she's going to be.
I told her,
I said, "Well, you couldn't hurt nobody much, Francis, with a frying pan." She says, "Depends on the way you use it, babe." Say, "Don't use the bottom. Say, use the top. And every time you hit them, you'll put a mark on them." I said, "Oh. I hadn't thought about that."
No, that was the funny thing. I hadn't thought about that either.
No.
I would think you'd use the bottom.
The bottom of the pan. And I said, "Well, you couldn't do much to nobody with the bottom of a frying pan." She said, "Don't use the bottom, Dave. Use the top. And every time you hit him, you put a mark on him." And that tickled me, Miss Miles. That was the funniest thing I had ever heard.
Now, what did Granddaddy think about that?
Granddaddy, he didn't know nothing about it. You see, he wouldn't be with us. He'd be somewhere working. And we'd be somewhere working. Sometimes we'd be in Iriston working, and he'd be up there.
You'd have to tell him about it.
Well, yeah, we'd have fun over at night when I go home.
Yeah.
Me telling him
yeah.
what Francis told us. He didn't get lonesome. Francis entertained in the day, in the field. And what she told you in the day, you'd be thinking about it at night when you go home.
Yeah. Now, what did Granddaddy say about that skillet?
He never had much to say about nothing.
About that skillet? That frying pan?
Listen, till he go to sleep.
What was that, Faye?
Oh.
That they said about that.
You told us, I was thinking. He said she should have been his wife.
Yeah, tell my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what he said. She should have been his wife.
Yeah.
He'd use that pan on her.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it, laughing about it.
But me and Ben haven't had much trouble in our life. We haven't had much trouble. whatever he wanted to do, he just go on and do it.
Uh-huh.
Just so he didn't bother me.
Miss Daisy, see, you all have had so much fun, you know. And, but now, not all of them is, you know, is as sensible as you've been. They just don't think like that, all of them, do they?
No, sir, they just don't. Some folks just don't think.
Yeah. Now,
some folks, they forget anything before you get through telling them.
Yeah.
They pay it just that much attention.
Who was that? Who was that? I don't mean who was it, but somebody was talking to Granddaddy, and telling him, you know, who realized that.
Mm-hmm.
He better stay at home.
Yeah.
Because, how was that? Don't you know?
It was the insurance agent, I think.
Yeah.
Was telling him, was talking to him, told him. Said, Ben, say, you gonna stay home? He said, I hadn't thought about it. So the man said to him, so Ben, say, you better stay home where Daisy can take care of you, search you, we can take care of you. So you can live here. He said, ain't nothing here for me to do. This man gave him a good answer, I thought. There's not much you can do. No way. Well, it ain't. It ain't much he can do. Yeah, when he here, he don't do nothing. Now and then he'll pick up a piece of wood. When she come over there, I was getting in wood. Where was he? In his bed? He couldn't find him. He went to bed yesterday evening, 4:45. He got up this morning, 8:20.
But now the insurance man told him that he'd better stay home. You took care of things.
That's right.
And he.
Because you knew how.
So you knew how.
That's what he told him.
And what did he tell him?
What did Ben tell
him? No, what did the insurance man tell him? He said that you knew how to take care of those
to
things.
To take care of things.
Yeah.
See, he told him this. He said, Ben, so you got a good wife. So you got a woman that knows how to take care of things.
Yes.
So all while you, she keeps things going.
Mm-hmm.
She takes care of things. You better stay here where she can take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I ain't decided. No, he wasn't on that.
But he knows that you take care of things.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows you're sensible.
Yeah. He told the man, so I know she do.
Uh-huh.
So I've been knowing all a long time. And I know what she can do. And I know what she will do. Sometimes you talk like that. One thing you better do, you better obey somebody. You better stay home.
You know, Miss Daisy, that's a curious thing. Some people, somehow along the line, learn how to use some sense.
That's right.
And
well,
the others
got
don't.
None. He don't use none.
Well, a lot of people now. Now you see, James, he knows how to do everything.
Tell my James, so.
Yeah.
He knows everything, but knows how to tell the truth and take care of it.
Yeah.
You don't know how to tell the truth.
Yeah. He don't take care of his business as well as you do.
Who, James?
Yeah.
They don't know none of them. He or his wife, they don't look like they try to take care of nothing.
Yeah.
Now, you see, his wife, that's my daughter. And I just look at them sometimes and wonder, how can folks get like that? I know James when he was just as trusted as anybody you want to meet. And now you can't trust James to the end of that porch.
And they doing something all the time. Interesting things. Doris sings and James goes fishing and talks about it. And
talking about James.
Yeah.
I think James still on the road most of the time.
Yeah.
Hauling wood and first one and then the other one. And he never has a quarter, let him tell. He always wanna borrow something. But he don't ask me now about borrowing him. He ain't asked me to loan him no money. Why? Yeah, he wanted to loan him. I think there's $5. I said, why in the world do you think I get $5 from? I said, I'm not working. I said, you're working every day and get paid off the end of every week. I said, now where is your money?
Well, now, look at some of your neighbors. George Mitchell up there. Now, George, he knows how to have a good time.
And he has it, too.
Yes.
But he still don't know how to take care of Sam.
No.
He ain't got sense enough to take care of Sam.
But look at all that good time he has, Mr.
He know how to have a good time. All right, now, Mr. Mother, when he gets where he can't have that time,
yeah,
who is he going to get down on? His family.
Yeah.
Them folks out there was giving a good time now. They'll give him a bad time when he gets where he can't get out there much.
Well, now, what do you think he calls a good time, Miss Lady?
That stuff he doing, running around, cutting the food, going on. Now, he called that a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, one day he ain't going to be able to do that.
Well, now, what does that take? What is that? Help me out, Faith. How does he, when you say cutting the food, now,
I'm talking about laying away from home and neglecting his family and making somebody else happy and trying to make his family suffer. But he can't do nothing.
You mean laying away from his own family?
George?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, George don't hardly speak, huh?
Oh. Are there places around here to go?
They go to Old Keller, Willis.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he go to the house. To the folks' house.
Oh.
And then they have a big time. Have a party.
Have a party? No, they don't have a party. They just together, so far as I know. I don't know what they do.
Well, they go to the Jukes.
Oh, yeah, they go there. I think you said it, too, in Nicky Nelson. They must be about four in Baltimore. But lots of time, they don't go to either one of them places. They go to Williston, Oak Kellen, Gainesville, to them big places.
Yeah.
Dollar and a half at the door. And $2 for both.
That takes money in this day.
It takes money.
Well, where's
that? Well, that's what I said. They're cutting the food. Cutting money would do more good at home. And it will just that one night, few hours.
Yes.
Such and such a time, and you got to stop.
It don't last long.
But he does like to have a good time.
Oh, yes.
To be gay.
Always. He always has.
Uh-huh.
He ain't doing nothing now that he didn't do before he married. And he ain't stopped doing nothing he was doing before he married. So in the same road and doing the same thing.
But Pete, he's a good talker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a good talker. And then George can do good work.
Yeah.
When he awake.
Yeah. But
and if he going to work, he'll work.
Uh-huh.
If he ain't going to work, he ain't going on the job. He go somewhere else.
But you love, people just love to talk to George.
Mm-hmm.
He make you feel like everything's going to turn out fine.
Yeah, no, I can talk to him. He just met me and tell more stories. Oh, I'm going to quit. I said, well, my goodness, you're 50 years old, George, ain't got no more sense in your head than you're 5. I said, you ought to grow up sometime. He'll laugh. He said, I am. But no, his folks can't talk to him.
Oh.
He don't pay him no attention. He tell me, you tend to your business and I'll tend to mine. That goes for his mom, too. Well, they done trained him like that. They done nourished him and trained him and felt like he should do whatever he want to do, neglect his family and do him the one thing about it. He got a good wife. If she wasn't a good woman, she'd have done killed him or done left him more. But she's just as nice to him, keeps his clothes just ready. Get ready for him and get him. The folks say, well, Martha's just a fool. I wouldn't do it for nothing. I said, Martha got more sense than all the Mitchell family. I said, she got more sense than the whole Mitchell family. I said, when they nursed George and cooked his dirt and everything until he died, I said, Martha's going to be a good woman. She'll be a good woman still.
Well, that's hard to believe that she could put up with so much, but he must, you know, he must be pretty good company.
Do you think she has, does she kind of think like you do, Miss Daisy?
Well,
I mean, does
she look like it?
Uh-huh. Like the insurance man was telling
Granddaddy. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Martha got more sense than all them Mitchells put together. Martha got this much sense. I treat you like I want you to treat me, but I can't make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing makes me happy. You got to give an account for yourself before God, and I've got that same thing to do. Give an account for myself. If I try to measure with you, just cause you act nasty to me, I'll try to find something nasty to do to you. But me and you in the same boat.
See that beautiful little tomtit, Miss Daisy, around the post?
Mm-hmm.
And he cute.
Ain't he a beauty? Now, he won't stay around here long, you see. He go somewhere else. He one of the cutest things you ever saw. I'd just give anything if he'd stay up there.
Well, the Oreos ain't come yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He's out there. He's been out there.
I counted 6 up to the house.
Six Oreos?
Monday.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. It was Saturday.
Well, sir, I think of that old wagon. That shouldn't be out there in the weather. We just got caught on that because we got a little shed there where we keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, them old wagons, they have been a lot of pleasure, haven't they?
That's the truth. To my knowing,
yes.
Them old wagons is no lots of pleasure.
Yes, sir. You get in there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Miss Dave's going to be watching, looking at the clock pretty soon.
I know it.
You better get it.
I see it.
I think there's a mess of those sweet potatoes. I just love to.
I'll get Miss Davis some sweet potatoes.
That's the best thing we have.
I tell you, we can all go together.
They is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, days I remember there were wagons too.
You do?
I went on a few rides, hay rides and things.
They used to go on hay rides.
Yeah.
They used to have picnics.
I didn't live in the country much, but I went back to the country and visited.
Mm-hmm.
And I went hay riding with them and had big time.
Did you enjoy?
It was new to me because I didn't have, we didn't have that in my house because I moved to a big town when I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I didn't, but I'd go back to visit my kinfolks.
Huh.
And so it was, I had a good time. And I remember when I thought it was a big treat, just like on riding on the spring seat, and bumping around.
Yes.
And
well, I enjoyed it.
And it was a treat. It was just like I had never seen one, a big wagon like this one out here, though. This is a handmade one.
All right. I'll
get my coat then.
Get ready.
I had a bulk wagon. I didn't know I had a name. Well, I'll tell you, if we had a few wagons, we wouldn't have so much.
Get your headpiece.
Yes. Dropped it, didn't I? Well, it was. Now, see, Mother missed that visit, and she enjoyed this visit this morning. She just.
I enjoyed being with her, too.
She's so much fun.
I can't find my shoes.
We'll wait.
Are you going into town?
Yeah. Oh, that's not. We'll.